100 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guests. And, well, this afternoon our special guest is Barry Shamish, and we're going to be talking about, well, what are we going to be talking about this afternoon, Barry? Barry, are you there? Well, hopefully Barry's going to be here with us very, very shortly. I know he'd called in, and for those of you who don't know who Barry is, why, he is an Israeli citizen. He's an Israeli patriot. He, you know, served in the military there. He's an investigative reporter, but probably more than anyone else, he has been the one who has led people in Israel to an awareness of the fact that they're Prime Minister Rabin was actually murdered by his own government, by people within the intelligence agencies, and fully half of the people in Israel have accepted that fact, and that really is an amazing thing for one person to have done. And Barry's always somehow thought that on his own he was going to be able to perhaps preserve the country that he loves. And hi, Barry, are you there?
I am.
All right, you go right ahead and pick the story up.
Well, let me ask you before I choose topics. I have a little sheet of paper in front of me. Have we discussed with this network the actual landing of the Nephilim? Are we there?
I'm sorry, we have covered some of that here in the past, and but we haven't actually got to. Let's see, I'm not sure whether we've talked with these people about when the giants actually landed and were seen and talked to the woman or not. How about if we just talk maybe about what's going on in Israel and Sydney, and then we'll do an evening program with an audience that hasn't heard this full story.
Fair enough. And I understand, by the way, your concern and belief that the insanity that has overtaken Israel must have some spiritual basis. And in fact, I think I agree with you that really there's no human explanation of how a nation commits suicide so openly, if in fact there wasn't some sort of takeover of the thinking process of the people. I actually agree with you that this giant's book of mine might actually be an explanation, but I've got enough stuff to talk about without doing this show. I'm about to start writing tomorrow. I already have sort of a working title. It's called Bunkers and Walls. And what I'm going to explain right now is the latest from Israel, but you've heard it on this show before. Anyone who's been following my conversations with you knows that a bunker is being built outside Jerusalem.
No, I didn't know about the bunker being built outside, but I do know the most incredible thing is that Barak, you know, is withholding gas masks from the Israelis because he doesn't want to offend the Syrians, and he's moving the Israeli troops, the IDF troops, away from the Golan Heights because we wouldn't want to offend Syria. And they're doing everything they can, you know, including financing Hamas and giving money to the Fatah, that's giving money and weapons to Hamas. And and nobody seems to think there's anything of it. We're financing Egypt. Why does Egypt need a massive military organization? Are they going to be invaded by the Sudan or by Libya or the Algerians? And of course not. I mean, we're building up Egypt in preparation for the coming war they're going to have with our good friends in Israel. And, well, this is why we feel so terribly that, I mean, there seem to be people in our government, just as in yours, that want to destroy Israel.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin. And it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest Barry Shamus. Barry, you picked the story up. Tell us about the bunker outside of Jerusalem.
Well, now, I've been reporting about a massive hole in the wall at Lifta. Lifta is the opening to Jerusalem, with a side road all the way to Ben-Gurion Airport, that in the next war, the leadership of Israel and of the IDF, of the Israel Defense Forces, will be conducting the war from inside this massive hole in the wall, this bunker. And what I've been claiming is that road to Ben-Gurion is just to get the leadership out of the country before the massive attack on the airport by anyone who wants to be free. The leadership will be gone. Israel will be on its own. But Yediot Achronot, and you can find it, by the way, on ynet.com, you can find the article, 2 days ago announced for the first time that Israel was spending $250 million building a nuclear bunker, a giant bunker, not a little bunker. For $250 million, I suppose you can get yourself a great bunker. for the leadership of the country and the IDF, it's the exact same thing I've been reporting. And, well, there's one of two possibilities. One is the same bunker. And as usual, I was there first. The other is they're building two of them. One is non-nuclear, one is nuclear. Half the government's going to be in the non-nuclear bunker and half is going to be in the nuclear bunker. I suspect it's the same bunker. Okay, it'd be kind of silly dividing the government between nuclear and non-nuclear members of the Knesset. Now, what this means, well, I'll tell you what it means. Israel was never so scared as to build a thing like this. The people of Israel were always secure with their army and their air force, and there was never a fear that their government would have to go into hiding. Now, what this says about Israel is, it says the world about Israel. That's what it says. It says the government knows that they're preparing the people for a war that will wipe out Israel. And they're going to be saved, but the rest of the country is going to die. Now, up until now, you never announced a project like this because it was so panic in the Israeli people that a nuclear bunker was being built at their expense, no less, to house the government and the heads of the IDF. Where does that leave the people of Israel? Okay, they don't have nuclear bunkers. They're going to be there when the rockets land with no protection whatsoever. Well, their leadership is going to be saved and has its own road to Ben Gurion Airport, and they're going to get out of the country. Now, what I'm just describing right now of a government that's going to, work for two or three days, see if the country can be saved, and then just, the nasty expression is haul ass. They're going to get out of Israel and leave everyone to die. And this was announced on Ynet. This was actually announced 2 days ago, and you won't believe the reason why. And this is what I'm putting together for my next article. The ecological people, the Greens, are objecting to the bunker. They're saying it's tearing up the land. And they don't want the bunker being built because it tears up the Judean hills, the mountains. And this story is not so much about the bunker, which it should be, but it's about the destruction of the landscape of Israel. Now, by the way, I agree with that. It's why destroy the landscape of Israel if we have a government? Let them fight the same war that we're going to be fighting. And if they die, they die. And quite frankly, if anyone should be first, it should be them and not the innocent people of the country. They let us into this. But just so you people know, Israel is building a massive anti-nuclear shelter under the Judean hills to conduct the next war. And that is extremely, extremely worrisome if you happen to be above ground and your home is going to be hit by these missiles, knowing that your government is going to survive and you may not.
Well, I think that certainly the people should really wonder, you know, why they took away their gas masks and haven't given them back to half the population. I mean, wouldn't it be logical if you were anticipating even the possibility of a chemical or biological warfare that every Israeli citizen would have a gas mask, but apparently at least half of them don't, and they have the gas masks, they're just not passing them out because they wouldn't want to offend the Syrians, would they?
Well, this is going to be in the article. I have a correspondent in Israel who's described them coming into his house and forcing him to give back his gas mask. Actually forcing him. The army came to the door and took away the family's gas mask. Whether they would have been feasible or not is beside the point. They offered a form of protection psychologically.
Right, so they did. And do you think that the average Israeli even now realizes they're being betrayed by their government?
Oh, my goodness. This guy also wrote me about the state of mind of the country where Israel is now cabaret land. It's Berlin, 1936, where Tel Aviv is nothing but sexy posters and billboards and signs, and people are going to clubs instead of into the Army, and we'll talk about that very shortly, about the state of the Army, that the secular elites are no longer joining the Army, and it's becoming more and more religious, and we'll talk about the state of Israel. The Israeli people, well, I'll tell you something, they're really abandoning me, and I feel that my message is just too harsh for the Israeli people to listen to anymore. And more and more I'm being isolated, when once I could actually drum up some public support. Well, certainly in the Rabin assassination, I drummed up the entire media. I got myself a best-selling book, and I would sell books. I would put my table down at rallies or gatherings, and I would sell out in like an hour or two. That's how many people knew me and supported my work. That's gone now. They want to believe that Israel's going to survive this mess, and I'm trying to tell them, people, stop looking for political outs. This is not a situation where you can go to the polls and expect that you're going to put into power your people. There is no such thing. The Israeli right's been destroyed. Its leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, is nothing but a stooge of the Council on Foreign Relations, and he's no different than Olmert. I've been trying this, and now I guess people have just had it. It's too real there in Israel to hear this message. Now I'm going to go on to a second message I've been saying ever since the first stone was put into this wall. Israel has got itself a defensive wall all through the country right now. It's an ugly cement edifice running the entire length of what we would like to call the West Bank. And in fact, it is the new border of Israel. And I wrote that way, way back when I wrote a book called Save Israel, that this wall was going to not keep Arabs out, it's going to keep Jews in. This is going to be the new ghetto wall. Well, something happened this week that I think you should take note of. The IDF has finally admitted the wall is absolutely worthless. The Arabs have figured it all out. And this happened after an attack, which the IDF won. It was a fluke. Three Arab terrorists climbed over the wall with a portable pulley system. They've now built pulley systems, which, what can you say? You just take this along the wall, and up you go, and you're over. The man, I guess, on the other side doesn't get to go on the killing streak. I'm not sure because they're not releasing the details of exactly how this pulley works. But the IDF admitted now the wall is useless. The Arabs now have tunneled under it, and they're ready to go onto the other side whenever they feel like it. And they've got a portable pulley to push you over it. Now, I'm just going to remind people about walls and the end of empires and nations. The worst thing you could do is lull your people to security by putting up a wall. I remind you of the Maginot Line or the Bar-Lev Line. Walls that are supposed to keep you safe are, in fact, the most dangerous thing that your people can suffer, because the other side is working out how to get over the wall. And if you're protected by the wall, you don't realize an attack is coming, and that's how you lose your empire. The wall in Israel, which so far has cost $350 million, is now, for all practical purposes, useless. And look, who didn't know that would be the result of any wall? That's how Israel almost lost the Yom Kippur War, was the what we call the Bar-Lev Line. You cannot protect your people with a wall. Okay, now this week there was an attack where the PLO went over in IDF uniforms and attacked an army. It was a patrol, and luckily the army was alerted that these, in fact, were terrorists. And how were they alerted? They were shot at. Okay, they had to be shot at. They didn't think anyone could go over the wall until people started shooting at them. And fortunately for the IDF, they won this battle and killed two of the terrorists, and I think one was wounded. Next time is not going to be so lucky. The only thing about the wall that may be of some luck is that you can't pull over a car and get a suicide car bomb in there, but you can get anyone you want. Apparently, right now, the IDF has admitted the wall is useless.
Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish as we compare what's going on in Israel to what America faces today. We all face the same spiritual forces intent upon destroying our nations.
Oh, who phoned?
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you can throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, it would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets. A little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
and the Army is in, really is pretty well demoralized, isn't it, Barry?
Oh, I'll talk about that, too. The religious nationalists are so thrilled. The latest statistics have come out, and now the majority of IDF officers are now religious because the elites, or in other words, the founders, the Sabbateans, who founded the country, their children no longer want to serve in this foreign army. And they think that that's going to save Israel. And I've been saying for the longest time, and it's so obvious, that the leaders of the Gush Katif pullout were religious soldiers. They live in Judea and Samaria. They will pull out their own families. These people obey orders. They want to keep their jobs. They actually take their neighbors' families and drag their children out into buses, and they bulldoze their houses. And these people think that there's some advantage that the army is going religious. They don't understand. They're looking for anything that's going to change the situation, and the situation is so drastic they can't do it through the means they know about. Look, I have a lovely person who has made my life on the internet really feasible, and I keep trying to tell her that everything done is on purpose, and she keeps talking about America being stabbed in the back. I'll give you an example of this. I'm going to put out tomorrow or the day after, whenever I get it written. I've got email problems. It'll be slow getting out. But nonetheless, the PLO's military, I don't even know what you would call a PLO military. Sure, not a general. But neither here nor there, they finally admit, the PLO, that without American help, without the training they received in America and in Jericho, they would not have been ever able to defeat Israel and kill so many Jews. And finally, this guy says, without the American trainers, we would not have been the force we are today. Now, I've been saying this. Now, look, people, go to YouTube. I've got three new YouTube discussions. Just write Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, when you get to YouTube, and you'll see them. In 1996, Shimon Peres, Shimon Peres, our president, made a deal with two members of the CFR, John Deutsch and George Tenet, to take PLO, he called them policemen, send them to Virginia and have them trained in the latest in killing techniques, give them the best of equipment, because they weren't killing settlers well enough. They were still incompetent. And if you can believe this, way back in 1996, they were just a bunch of incompetent terrorists who sometimes got lucky. Now it's a whole different ball game. They can shoot off as many rockets. They can destroy the town of Sderot, so literally more than half the population is gone. They can do whatever they want right now. But back then they needed help, and Shimon Peres gave them the help, along with the Council on Foreign Relations. YouTube, go to Chamish, and you'll see my discussion on this. Well, now the PLO have finally admitted that the Americans made their militia possible. Now, my friend says that America got stabbed in the back. Boy, does she not understand the ball game here. Shimon Peres' goal was to destroy the settlers. That's what he was training the PLO to do. All the other stuff that you hear, the excuses that we're going to give them the best in night fighting equipment, we're going to train them in drive-by shootings, and all this to defeat the radicals. Look, anyone knows the PLO is just as radical as Hamas. There's no difference. There are no moderates here in this ball game. The idea is to defeat Israel. And first to go has to be all the settlements. They want them all gone, every one of them. And any Jew that stays there is going, in the end, to be removed by the army, as they did in Hebron. Now they're going to go for the outpost, and then they'll go for all of Kiryat Arba. They're doing it like a salami. The army's trying to get rid of them first. And if not, well, the Arabs will get rid of them. But all of Judea and Samaria goes, thanks to Shimon Peres George Tenet, John Deutsch, and the Council on Foreign Relations, and I will be proving that in black and white when I start writing probably tomorrow.
All right, well, we are going to be back in just a moment to continue this tragic story.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Black mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in mercury purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black mercury elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at mercurywater.com.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371. Today!
Dr. Stan, our guest is Barry Shamus, and Barry is talking about the tragic situation that exists in Israel today. And things are really far worse than most Americans realize, because they don't understand the influence of the globalists on the leaders of Israel and the fact that the globalists are intent upon destroying Israel. Contrary to everything you're hearing on the media, I really fear that this is their goal and intention. Now, before we go on, Barry, why don't you get out your website and, of course, your telephone number if you'd like to, or whatever you'd like to, so people can get hold of your books and tell them where they can actually buy your books and your information.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Well, number one, I am going to leave my phone number. The people who have phoned have been very nice to me, and we've become friends. Most have ordered the, believe it or not, the UFO video. DVD. I got two DVDs. One is on the Vatican, and I sent it to you. I hope you received it by now, no?
I really haven't. Checked today. It may have come in. I'm always, you know, the husband's always the last to know. Well, I'm the last to know. So I'll let you know.
I've received other reports that they haven't arrived, and I'm very curious. and worried about this, but I'll resend. Nonetheless, one is the Vatican's new campaign for Jerusalem, and the other is this weird, weird story about Israeli UFOs. My number is 904-501-7605, 904-501-7605, only to order, folks. And you can email me, which is probably easier, Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, at netvision, N-E-T-V-I-S-I-O-N, .net, N-E-T.il, Chamish at netvision.net.il. My website, just write barrychamish.com, and you'll get to my website. And all my books are on lulu.com. You go to L-U-L-U, lulu.com. It says search right in Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and you will see my books, the latest being Bye Bye Gaza, which describes the exact strategy we're talking about today to remove Jews from the Gaza Strip. Now we must talk about the ultimate in the fiascos, and I will be writing this as well, and that is that the PLO and Hamas have a joint military command now for the final attack on Israel. They're actually working hand in hand, arm in arm, neck in neck. Whatever you do, the PLO and Hamas are actually planning the final battle. What a shock. Like, we didn't know that was taking place. But that, this is the fact of the matter. Israel is handing over, legitimacy to the PLO, and claiming Hamas are the radicals, when in fact they're both equal radicals determined to destroy the country. And to make it look like they're fighting Hamas, they are supporting the moderate PLO. Okay, if you could imagine a group founded by Yasser Arafat being moderate, that's what Israel is actually supporting. And by the way, I get emails from Israel all the time from people who say we get rid of the territories and everything will be fine. I write them back and I said we got rid of the Gaza Strip and it turned into a terror and rocket launching pad. How is that fine? And they write me back and they say, what do you know? You never served in the army. And I write them back and I said, I sure did. I served in a frontline combat unit for 13 years and then they don't write me back. That was their answer. I'm writing from America, so I could not have served in the Israeli army, and it doesn't work that way. I served for a long time in the Israeli army. The core of the issue is the enemy is pretending it's moderate, the PLO. They lost the last election. Why are we even talking to them? They're not in power. If they had a democratic election, Hamas is running them. So why are we talking to the PLO? Now what's happening is they're pretending that election didn't take place in Judea and Samaria and making Mahmoud Abbas still the president of the Palestinians. He's not. He lost the election. It's all being bluffed. If they don't like the results of something, they change the rules of democracy. And this, of course, is what Israel is facing, are two radical organizations working hand in hand who have mastered the so-called wall separating them from Israel. And Israel will face these two people united against the country, and probably very shortly, with lots and lots of help from the Hezbollah of Syria and the Saudi Arabians. And Israel is not going to win this battle. And that's why they're building this bunker for $250 million so the leadership at least can get the hell out of the country. That's all they're building this bunker for. And I don't know why other people aren't writing the same way I'm writing. I really don't understand this. What I'm saying, I think, is based on facts. I don't think I'm saying one thing that I made up, and yet nobody is writing what I'm writing. And I, frankly, I don't understand why not.
Well, I will tell you why, because I believe there's a spiritual blindness that's keeping people from seeing things as they are. And we have the same problem here in the United States. Good people, good friends of mine, do not understand what's going on, and they refuse to accept it. And, you know, I'm not going to condemn them. I'm just saying that they're really, they're just not looking clearly. I mean, how anybody could look at what's happening in your country or in my country and not realize that we're not being told the truth and we're in terrible jeopardy? But people would rather just go right along. But I believe behind that is something is blinding them and keeping people from being able to see things clearly. So don't get discouraged. We all have the same problem, Barry. Go right ahead.
Well, I had a couple calls to Israel this week. And one was to Hashmonaim, a place where, well, nearby Modin where I lived. I have a couple of friends. It's a Samaria settlement. By the way, we got to change the word settlements and settlers. It's being used disparagingly. Sometimes I say residents of Judea and Samaria. You don't want to say that too much. That's a long description. But nonetheless, my friend Iris was, I mean, I said, aren't you worried? Didn't you see what they did to Hebron last week? Don't you see that you're next? And she says, don't worry, we're not worried. The husband I speak to is like talking to someone from another planet. She's convinced the Messiah is going to come and sort things out. And look, that's all fine and dandy to believe that, but I would be prepared anyways just in case he misses the boat. Okay, you know, I mean, really, you start arming yourself and you start organizing yourself and you start getting rid of these government agents wherever they are and you defend your homes and your country. They're not doing that. There are people there expecting a miracle. And that is not the strategy. You may work with God. I'm sure God would work with you if you decide to actually work. But he is sure not going to do the whole thing by himself. And I actually phoned another person. It's not important. And she also, by all accounts, is quite mad. And I spoke to one of her kids, and they're describing how peculiarly she's been acting. There's something going on in that country that isn't right. Something not right is going on right now. And again, you may be right about the spiritual angle, but you know what? It could be chemtrails. Who knows what makes a country so blind as to give itself away to, well, to extinction. But that is going on in Israel, and I am really, really depressed about this. There's nothing I can say to make a difference, nothing. You can't change, and these were allies of mine for the longest time. You can't change people who somehow think everything is going to be all right but don't know how.
Well, but Barry, our job is to do our best. I mean, you're not going to change Israel, I'm not going to change the United States, but I feel that you've been called, whether you know it or not, to do your best. Just as I've been called to do the same thing. So you continue doing what you're doing. I'll continue doing what I'm doing. And who knows who may actually hear our programs and somehow have their lives changed. So you go right ahead.
Well, you know, I have another topic, but I'm going to bring up one other thing before, well, you know, Paris is going to see the Pope on September 6th. And I was the very first one to say that the president's first diplomatic trip will be to the Vatican. I said it on your show. Well, my goodness. I think I said it 3 weeks ago. His first trip will be to see the Pope. That's who he takes orders from. And lo and behold, on September 6th, Bellers is going to meet the Pope. Like you know somebody else who even reported that this was going to happen. Now, I was on Don Wiedemann's show. Don is a lovely person. I was on his show yesterday, and he asked me about the Temple Mount. Is there any new danger? And I said, yeah, Paris is going to see the Pope. And he said, what do you mean? I mean, he gets on an airplane. I told him, flies to Rome and sees the Pope. And when he's there, you're going to hear an announcement that they had a frank discussion and the cookies were great and he had a wonderful time. They're not going to tell us that he got his marching orders of giving Jerusalem to the Vatican. But that is precisely what's going to be happening on September 6th. And this is what the CD that I hope you get. And if you don't soon phone me, and I'll resend it. You're not alone in that. But the campaign against Jerusalem, led by Peres, is very real. The city is in mortal danger of not being Jewish anymore very, very shortly. And people don't understand. There's a diplomacy going on behind their backs, but you can actually follow it if you know what the facts are. And now I'm going to quickly go on to the settlers being absolutely trounced with lies by CNN. Now, again, I have my friend, and I like her very much, And she's saying, did you hear the great review against CNN that was on Arut Sheva? And I said to her, what do you care if an extremely biased, they're the settler news TV station and news group and whatever. I said, what do you care if they're opposed to CNN? CNN would expect that. I said, unless you get a front page headline in the New York Times that Christian Amanpour is guilty of a tremendous moral sins and crimes, and someone actually outside the Sefer community gives a damn, what do you care that they actually wrote a review against Christian Amanpour? The fact of the matter is it was a lie from beginning to end, and you could see how they did the editing, that she would be calling an Israeli leader a terrorist. And then you see a cut, and then he nods his head and says in Hebrew, Yechol Liot, maybe I am. All of this was just fancy, but very, very filthy lying to create the Jewish warrior. And now I wrote again to many, many people this week that the stupidest people of all were the settlers who agreed to be interviewed by CNN. I said, don't fall into the trap. You've got to know who this Christiane with her Arab father and her bias and all this. You have to know you don't fall into that trap. The problem is they were publicity-seeking hounds. They wanted the PR. They wanted their neighbors to see them on TV, and they absolutely destroyed the good name of the Jewish religious right, or really Judaism in itself, Orthodox Judaism worldwide, by agreeing to go on anything CNN does. And they will repeat this and repeat this until there's no Judean Samaria. They simply cannot defend themselves. They think people like them. They judge people by their friends and neighbors, and they don't understand how much people hate them. And they go on, and they think their natural charm will sway people. They don't even know that there's an editing room, and they're going to be turned into the fascists of the world by CNN, and that's what happened. The Jewish warriors was a set-up job. The Jews who agreed to be interviewed for this program should be thoroughly ashamed of themselves. And I put the blame on them. They were the ones who brought it on themselves, and they just keep doing it and doing it and doing it.
Well, I think that one of the problems is that most people really are so gullible, they don't understand that if you are a television producer, you can get the people that you've got on camera to say anything, and you simply cut and splice, and you can get people to say exactly the opposite of what they've really said.
They don't understand that the founder of the CNN originally was Ted Turner, an executive of the Council on Foreign Relations, and CNN is doing their job. They don't understand that, and without understanding that, they think that there's some objectivity in the world, and there are no agendas, and there's no explaining it to them. Dr. Stan, I'm very depressed, okay? I'm very frustrated and depressed. They're making all the errors. It's as if I don't exist. It's as if this radio show doesn't exist and my writing doesn't exist. They keep on doing everything possible to destroy their lives, their existences, their homes, and my country.
Well, I'll tell you what, Barry, I get up on the Internet, and every place I look, and I found today a half a dozen of your articles. Yesterday, I found a website that had some of your videos. You're having an impact. Do not get discouraged.
You know what? When this show ends, I'm going to keep those words in mind. I'll go fishing, and I'll let them sink in a bit.
Okay, you do that. So anyway, do you have to have, because I've got two DVDs from you at the same time. I know one of them was the one I've seen on the UFOs. Is that other one the one on the Vatican?
No, stop it. Watch it anyways. Look, when you go, how much time do we have?
Oh, we got about a 3 minutes.
Oh, that's not a lot of time. Look, people, go onto YouTube. The second DVD, and I sell it in its whole 2-hour glory. It's called The Dirty War Against the Settlers. Just go to my website, BarryChalmers.com, and get a hold of me, and I'll send you a copy. And please look at it. I think you'll know what I'm talking about. I have a very good audience in California, and it's really me at my very best trying to explain how Israel is going to be destroyed. The one I'm pushing now a bit now, because Paris is going to Rome, is this Vatican's new campaign against Jerusalem. So at least people understand how the president of Israel is going to go to the Vatican to destroy that country. People don't understand that the president of a country can actually hate the people of the country. Just remember one thing. The last election that Peres lost, he was asked who won the election, and he said the Israelis. And he meant that. I'm sorry, he said the Jews. And he meant that. The man hates Jews. And this is impossible for most people to understand. You have to look at my books to understand how the president of a country can actually hate the people of the country.
Well, I think go to lulu.com and you can get several of the books there, including...
Nine of them.
Okay, and certainly the last one was what, Bye-Bye Gaza?
Bye-Bye Gaza. Okay. That'll let you know the war that's going on right now. The one before was Shabtai-Tzvi, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust. That'll let you know who are the so-called Jews who started Israel, what their real agenda was, and how the religious have screwed up their plans to create a Sabbatean state.
Hey, we're out of time, Barry. God bless you. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so very much for being with us this afternoon. Bye-bye.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, and it'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto, so it's powerful. And it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Let me remind you that we're going to be having our annual Radio Liberty Conference on the 28th of October. That's a Sunday. And we're going to have Dr. Garth Nicholson, internationally known scientist there. And we're going to have Ron Brown. We're going to have Michael Shaw and just a whole lineup of excellent speakers. Hope you can make it. Now, if you're going to come, why, and you're going to need rooms, why, give us a call. We're going to actually set aside a group of rooms at a nearby hotel, and we'll get a special price on those. And then, of course, you need a reservation to come. It's an all-day conference, and there's going to be lunch served, and going to start early in the morning and go until late at night, the 28th of October. And if you can come, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. At times like this, you need all the information you can get to begin preparing, because we're in for some very difficult times. Now, if you want to understand what's happening financially, why, you really need to get my pamphlet entitled The History of Money, and that along certainly with my talk on the financial tsunami. You can get it in DVD or in VHS, and then, of course, you can get the syllabus that goes along with it. You really want to get the syllabus, because it'll help you so much in understanding all these terms, M1, M2, M3, and the courtesy of these various interest rates that they talk about. And so if you'd like to get the financial tsunami, a syllabus talk of the history of money, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You want to understand the spiritual aspect of it, my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, and, of course, the book that goes with that, which verifies you can actually get either the book or the DVD. They stand alone of a day together, but it'll give you great insight. And then, of course, my talk on the forbidden secret in this syllabus that goes with that. Then, of course, the award-winning videos, DVDs, actually. The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, which tells you what happened in Elizabethan England and how that influenced the formation of America. And then of course, the DVD, Riddles in Stone, the History of Our Nation's Capital. And there's a book that goes with that, The Secret Destiny of America. The Secret Destiny of America. It's certainly not listed in our catalog, because we don't want to appear publicly to endorse it, but it's written by a Satanist named Manly P. Hall, who lays the whole story out about why we're fighting for democracy in the Middle East today. Only the book was written in 1944. Well, you need to have that information to understand what's going on today. And then, of course, our DVD entitled The Atlantis Connection, because America was to be the new Atlantis, The Emergence with Constance Cumby. This is a DVD, and of course we have a four-tape set with Constance Cumby going into the background of the New Age. We have a four-tape set on globalism, the secret threat, a four-tape set on the impending police state, a four-tape set on medical myths, which will tell you so much about what you need to know about health and the things you're being lied to. A four-tape set on the North American community and the demise of national sovereignty. And a four-tape set about the truth about the Holocaust. I think you'll find them all fascinating. We even have a four-tape set on the changing church. That's the changing church, globalism, the secret threat, the impending police state, medical myths and what you need to know, the North American community, the demise of national sovereignty, and the truth about the Holocaust. Then we have a great new tape set called Satanic Crimes, and it goes right along with a book by the same title, and, of course, another book, Programmed to Kill. You need to understand there truly are satanic and demonic forces out there. We are involved in a spiritual battle. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We'll be right back.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, of course, our guest this afternoon is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who's taught at the university level, who worked in the Department of Education in the Reagan White House, testified before Congress. But, of course, he regularly now writes a column for newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. And without further ado, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, how are you doing, Dennis?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
All right, fine. And we're going to pick up and continue the program we started last week on religion and politics.
Yes, sir.
All right, you go right ahead.
Well, at the time, I had been talking about the article that I did, Religion and Politics, and it gotten to about midway, where I'm mentioning the New World Order, and I had described the terms New World Order and Points of Light as usually being associated with the former President Bush, and it's true that he's the first one who used the term New World Order and Points of Light connected to service. I had mentioned that actually the president before him, President Reagan, had used the two terms, Points of Light and New World Order. Most people don't know that, but the speech was written for both Bush and Reagan by Peggy Noonan, so it was the same person. But anyway, both of them were talking about the New World Order, and so I pick up by saying the New World Order that the power elite has planned for us includes a monitoring of all our activities. And that was the last thing that I mentioned on the previous show, and I gave the example from the London Daily Mail just a couple of months ago, titled Big Brother Database to Record the Lives of All Children. And that article indicated that, quote, the home life of every child in the country is to be recorded on a national database. Computer records holding details of school performance, diet, and even whether their parents provide a, quote, positive role model, quote, will be held by the government.
Let me just point out the significance of that term, New World Order and Points of Light. Well, those were phrases that were used by Alice Bailey, who was a Luciferian, and actually, she actually got these terms from a demonic spirit named Joa Kuhl, who channeled some 19 to 21 books to her during the early part of the last century. So really the only people who really used the term New World Order and Points of Light, other than H.G. Wells, who wrote a book on the New World Order, we really were the occultists until suddenly Ronald Reagan brings up the term, and then it was popularized by George Herbert Walker Bush. But Nobody has ever pointed out that the origin of the terms came from the occultic writings of a book that was channeled to Alice Bailey, who was the leading leaders of the occult organizations during the first half of the last century. So please pick up the story there, Dennis.
Well, since you're talking about that, I'll give a little bit of background. The key of the whole thing isn't so much that President Reagan used the two terms. The emphasis I'm trying to make is that President Bush, who succeeded Reagan, used the two terms, especially with points of light connected to service. And that's critical, because you'll find the term points of light, it's often in the 18th and 19th century used as some sort of revolutionary code. They would say something like Giuseppe Mazzini in Italy was the point of light of his day as the sky traversed the whatever the quote is. And even before that, you'll find in the 1700s, you'll find if you go on the Congressional Library.
You're going to have to hold that right there. We'll be back in just a moment.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity-conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Just a moment. Well, Dr. Stan and Dr. Cuddy is simply explaining the significance of these terms, point of light and Alice Bailey, point of light and New World Order, used by Alice Bailey. Please pick the story up there.
Okay. What you had was this theosophical tradition with Madame Blavatsky, and then later she co-edited this periodical called Lucifer with Annie Besant, and then Annie comes along and she's trying to develop Chidu Krishnamurti into the new Messiah, you know, the Maitreya, as they would call him today. Prior to Benjamin Krim, Chidu sort of deferred, though, and they were very, very disappointed. But anyway, after Annie as time, Alice Bailey comes along, and his first publishing company is Lucifer. They change it after about a year or so to Lucis Trust. Now, why am I talking about all that? Well, the difference between George Washington, say, and Alice Bailey is Alice is using the term points of light in an occultic sense channeled by Joao Cool, and she makes it connected to service. And then she also uses a new world order. So in her new world order, you're supposed to have these points of light, you know, the point in the middle of the circle, which is sort of a Luciferian symbol code, the solar angel, sometimes they refer to it. And you connect it to service. And that's the key, because in the 20s, she starts setting up these offshoots, these service organizations. One's called the Arcane School, another one Triangles, another one World Goodwill. And then she also, in 1925, had this new group of world servers. Now, that crowd's still around today, and Dr. Stan and I have talked about it since then. And it includes, if you go on their website, places like President Carter's the Carter Center and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and so on. So that you know, this new group of world servers,
and of course, the new group of world servers is being funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the President Carter and Jimmy Carter Foundation. So, and you can actually find that up on the internet as I did, under the new group of world servers and the source of their funding. This is an occultic organization. Now, it's possible that Jimmy Carter has no idea what he's doing, and that Bill and Melinda Gates have no idea what they're doing. But they have a great deal of wealth, and if it's being funneled in to actually financing a Luciferian organization, which is what the New Group of World Service is, simply one of the front organizations for the Lucis Trust, which operates now, has headquarters in New York and in London and Geneva, Switzerland. Why, you know, we really should be somewhat concerned. Maybe somebody should explain to these financial leaders of the world who, you know, what they're really funding and financing today. But go ahead.
If you go on their website, it's pretty obvious. Right at the top, you'll see, you know, full moon festivals. And so, you know, you have to wonder what you're getting into if your name is listed as a member or one of these members of this new group of world service. So anyway, the point in bringing all this around back to President Bush is, even though Reagan used points of light, New World Order, Bush used the two terms and connected points of light to service. In other words, it's practically right after he used the term, there was the Points of Light Foundation that came along. And why that's important is they kept saying things like, service should be considered when an employer decides whether to hire you or not. Your service should be considered as to whether or not you're admitted to a college, you know. And so that sort of raised a little red flag for me, because apparently, you know, what they're doing is, and we talked about this before, is this sort of coercive mechanism. They don't say we're knocking down your door and dragging you off to a gulag somewhere. They use these coercive measures. In other words, you don't have to serve. But, you know, if you want to get into college or if you want to get a job, then you will, quote, voluntarily do it. So, you know, that's the linkage that sort of is extremely similar to what Alice Bailey has done. So enough of that for the background. So anyway, the last thing I had mentioned from the article was how in this new world order they're preparing, the Big Brother database is literally record the lives of all children. You know, they just start with children, right? There's always some good reason, they say. And if you look at the quote that I was given, I was about midway through the quote, and I said that they were going to, what's called the Children's Index, was going to look at the child's diet, even monitor whether the youngsters are getting 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day. You know, not 4 or 3, but 5 portions. Going to monitor that, and whether they go to church and so on. So this is really, you know, all inclusive. They're going to know everything about the child. And of course, Britain's sometimes just a little ahead of us. But you know, don't make any mistake. We're, you know, they have plans for us as well and our children.
I think it's so interesting that certainly so many people would. We'll go to these stores that have a grocery store. You know, certainly we know that Safeway here in the Monterey Bay Area has the card. And supposedly you're going to get discounts if you use the card. Well, actually, they double or triple the price of the goods and then use the card and you get it back just a little bit more than it would cost you at a store that didn't have the card. But one of the purposes of the card is to record everything you buy. And when you buy that, why... They record that. They associate what you buy with a number. And that information is available to other corporations or to the government. It's sort of like, you know, when you go to the doctor or the dentist now and they say, well, we want to protect your privacy. Just sign here this form that you've read it. This is to protect your privacy. And if you read it very carefully, you'll find that what it really does is do away with totally with any privacy restrictions. And basically they can give that information on you to just about anybody they want to or anybody who wants it. But you have actually signed and given your permission. Have you been to your doctor recently? Have you been to your dentist recently? Well, just sign right here, you know, and don't bother to read it, of course, because you don't want to realize that you're giving up your privacy. And whenever you buy at the stores using these cards or even the credit card, everything you buy, there's a record of. And they're collecting databases on every American. If you doubt that, there's a wonderful book written by the former head of the NSA, that's the National Security Administration, that is this super secret organization in Washington, D.C., with about 100,000 employees. And when General Odom was there, he was actually in charge of it. And his book, Fixing Intelligence, can't really tell us what's going on because he's sworn to keep secret, but he does ask the question, should the Department of Army, or I forgot who it was, but should the Army or the administration be keeping the dossiers on American citizens? And the answer, he doesn't answer it. He asks the question, ladies and gentlemen, they've been keeping dossiers on everyone for a long time because the ultimate plan is a dictatorship. But they can't tell the American people that. Why they might be concerned before it's too late. So go right ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
And it's, you know, a little here, a little there. I'm not sure if Safeway does. They probably do. But a number of these chains, when they jack up the prices and then say, now for you, with your card, we'll give a discount, what they'll also do is say, you know, they have to offer this carrot, there's this incentive, and so they'll say, if you give us your email address, we'll put this all in a pot, and we'll draw for the pot every month a person, and we'll give them $100 or $200 you could win. And what they say is the reason you want to do it is just because of that. But they will let you know, every week what specials are on of the type of things that you buy. So it's not like, you know, they're just, you know, having this put in a file somewhere and forget about it. They constantly refer to what you're buying. So, and the excuse is, well, you know, because we want to let you know. We're doing this for you. You know, like let's say you get Ritz crackers or something. We want you to know when Ritz crackers go on sale. You know, if you're too stupid to go up and down the aisle and say, oh, look, it's on sale. So, you know, but anyway, so they are monitoring it. It's not, you know, something that's just stuck in a file somewhere.
I think it's so interesting how they got us to use credit cards. And, oh, if you use a credit card, of course, then you rent a car. Why? They'll pay for the insurance on it. If you use your credit card, you get miles, free miles on your airline of your choice. Why are they giving us all these freebies when we take out a credit card? Because they want us to get us onto a cashless society. And in the process, why, they want to record everything you buy. And there's a record of everything you buy. You remember, they bring them up there, and then of course, you know, they just charge your account. But they're keeping records on everything and everyone. And this is what's so difficult for people to understand. Why, you think you can play the system. You're getting free air miles. You're getting, you're getting a free car insurance, you know, if you have to rent a car. No, nothing is really free, ladies and gentlemen. You're selling your freedom for the, in return now, you've given them access. And, of course, they want to get everybody on using credit cards. And the time will come when you'll need to buy or sell. Unless you have your card or you have some sort of a mark or identification card. This is where we're headed. You even see these advertisements on television all the time about how convenient it is to have a credit card where they can just give it the swipe and you don't even have to use cash. Like they were planning on taking us into a cashless society, almost as if, well, what had been prophesied 6,000 years ago is coming to pass. Go right ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
Sure, and there'll be some pretext that'll come along, and then they'll say, I mentioned before, it sounds very strange. If you ask people who are Christians, would you take a mark in their right hand or forehead? And, oh, no, I wouldn't. That's the mark of the beast. Heavens, no. However, they'll take a card, and especially if somebody were to come along and say, we've got this handy card that you could hold in your hand, and with that you'd be able to buy or sell anything you want. You wouldn't have to worry about keeping up with all these various cards and cash. And a lot of people say, hey, neat, you know, that sounds good to me, when the principle is basically the same. Also, like I said, they want to keep tabs on you, and I think I hear the music, and afterwards we can get back to that.
All right, fine. Well, of course, the other side is moving at a very, very rapid pace. And behind them are powerful spiritual forces. And unless you understand that this is really what's motivating everything, the leaders of both political parties, the people who run our great tax-exempt foundations, of course, key people in our military, key people, of course, in our educational system, all bound together knowingly and unknowingly by powerful spiritual forces working towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader.
Ted Anderson from Midas, August 29, 2007, gold 687. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $688.50, $339.70 per half, $169.85 per quarter. That's $688.50, $339.70, and $169.85. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's car commitment, You're Born to be Wild, on that chopped-out superbike. But with motorcycle laws relaxing, easy riders are learning just how hard the road can be, literally. When I come back, we'll get your motor running while avoiding big bangs.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
Hopper and Fonda knew from experience the joys of the open road. Now, with motorcycle popularity on the rise, Harley Hogs are looking for new ways to make recreational riding safer for their weekend easy rides. ABS systems, CO2 vests, and fully integrated airbag technology improve a rider's chances in an accident. And weight sensors deploy the equipment automatically to keep the rider with the bike. The result is fewer injuries caused by a close encounter of the hard kind with other vehicles and road surfaces. So go, be free. But if you live to ride, then ride to live by obeying traffic laws. I'm Bobby Likens. Likens, you'll love it.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. And Dr. Cuddy's simply talking about the RFID charts, the little chips that they want to put in clothing, and they already are inserting in certain things, but you know, the potential is, of course, that these are dumb chips, but of course, all they have to do is you buy a T-shirt and you go past the monitors, you're leaving the store, and of course, that monitor then associates you with that RFID chip. And then, of course, later on down the line, you can be walking down the street. There's a reader there, and it will pick up. You have to be fairly close, but if you're a few feet away from the monitor, they can pick up that RFID chip, put it up to the satellite, and then they can tell where you are at the time. You might be a child molester. You might be a criminal. We've got to keep track of what everybody is doing. And really, what's so amazing, you know, the American people have been paying their taxes so we could build these satellites, so we could spy on the Russians. Oh, my goodness. That was the reason we had to have these satellites, because the Russians were our enemies. Well, the trouble is, if you really study this, the most carefully kept secret is, since the very inception of communism back in 1917, it's been funded from the United States and from Great Britain. And if you doubt that, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or certainly our little pamphlet we put together entitled The Communist-Capitalist Alignment, taken after a phrase used by Solzhenitsyn, who recognized that, you know, when he was suffering under communism, it was all being financed out of the United States. So you fund the enemy, you use that to justify a massive military buildup in building these satellites to watch the enemy Russians. But now suddenly we find out those satellites are going to be used to begin monitoring the people here in the United States. Well, I thought they were just for the enemy. Well, they are being used on the enemy. The enemy, of course, is people here in America who don't want to go along with the New World Order. And if you doubt this is going on, go up on the Internet. You know, you can Google in, satellite surveillance in the United States. Civilian surveillance in the United States. I mean, we're not using it to look at the borders to see if the terrorists are coming across there. And we know they're coming across there, so we're letting them come across. But they want to use that satellite technology to monitor everybody listening to this program. And they have the ability to do that. I don't know how many of you remember that wonderful movie it was called The Enemy of the State. I think it was Will Thomas, and I've forgotten who the other... Gene Hackman, right. And get it and watch it. And that is exactly the ability they have right now to monitor everybody out. You say, well, who would want to do that? Well, there are people who have a different agenda, a different worldview. But go right ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
Sure. And they've been doing that for quite a while. I think 15 years ago, I remember locally here, a bunch of Duke University students were, they did a test as to whether they could locate them from the sky in a forest. And, you know, sure enough, they were able to do it. And in case you say, well, you know, that's, you know, far-fetched and they can't do that all over the place. Well, all you have to do is go on the Internet and you can find you can look at where I live. You can look at where Dr. Stan lives. I mean, they will give, you know, real estate agents use this stuff to see, you know, from a satellite. They can give you a real picture of the place, the house, the court, the area in which you live. They can zoom in pretty close in that thing. And if they can do that with a snapshot, they can do it repeatedly, right? In this minute, the next minute, the next minute. And, you know, when you leave, they're going to see you leaving. You will be in one of those shots. So, you know, I mean, just, you know, imagine you can, if you do that rapidly enough, you can actually see you walking. So they can actually track you walking somewhere. So anyway, back to the article. What I said next is that this is a gradual process. And so in the past, you've had various presidents issuing presidential directives and, you know, proclamations and so on. The difference with what happened recently, and this is just back on May 9th, is when President Bush signed this National Security Presidential Directive 51 and Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20. What he did there was different from previous presidents, because now, without issuing an emergency proclamation describing the emergency, you know, like I'm issuing this proclamation, there's this emergency and here's what it's doing, why there's an emergency, or even with consulting with Congress, according to these two directives, he doesn't have to do either one of them. He doesn't have to explain this emergency he's declaring. He doesn't have to consult with Congress at all. He can simply declare, and when he has this emergency, he takes over all executive functions, not just at the federal level, all executive functions, even down to the local or even tribal level.
And not only that, of course, but there's no time limit on it. He can do it indefinitely. People say, well, of course, George Bush would never misuse that. But what happens if we got a tyrant in there? What would happen if perhaps one of the people running on the Democratic ticket was a Soviet agent or really had a different agenda? Could they misuse that power?
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to HolyTeaClub.com. Formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger-looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to HolyTeaClub.com. That's HolyTeaClub.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and Dr. Cuddy, of course, you can get his articles at newswithviews.com, and you can get the article we're talking about today, Politics and Religion, newswithviews.com. And, of course, we do carry a number of his books, and we'll tell you more about that at the end of the program. Dr. Cuddy, please pick up the story there.
Right, and in terms of the terrorist, we might have another incident somewhere, because one of the questions that one might ask is, why does President Bush want those powers now? In other words, you could sort of understand it after 9/11. You know, here's this emergency. Who knows what's going to happen in the next month or so? But no, we've waited 6 years, and now, 6 years later, toward the end of his presidency, now he has these two directives whereby he takes over all executive functions, not just at the federal level, but down to the local level, without having to explain it and without consulting Congress. So, you know, maybe something might be in the works here.
Maybe he has advanced knowledge. It's sort of like, you know, immediately after, in fact, on the evening of 9/11, Dick Cheney and the White House staff and presumably George Bush started on Cipro, which is an antibiotic which is specifically for anthrax. Now, why did they start that on 9/11? I mean, if they thought there was going to be an anthrax attack, shouldn't they have warned the American people? Shouldn't they, of course, begin putting government officials onto Cipro, too, to protect them from anthrax? Obviously, they knew or suspected there was going to be an anthrax attack. And if they knew or suspected, didn't they have an obligation to tell others? Is it only coincidence that the only senators who happened to get that those anthrax letters happened to be Democrats, who would have ordinarily opposed the Patriot Act? And then the Patriot Act was immediately brought up immediately after the anthrax attack. The members of Congress were given 45 minutes to read it. Legislation in the Patriot Act was to change America forever, destroy the Fourth Amendment, destroy the Fifth Amendment, but all done in the name of fighting Islamic terrorism. Go right ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
Okay. Well, we've spent most of the time of this this article talking about in this country, but they also use the issue of religion and politics overseas as well. And some believe the parallel would use radical religious views of Iranian politicians to cause a third world war. My own sense is that there probably will be a confrontation involving Iran's pursuit of the nuclear weapons within, say, the next year and a half, but it might be later rather than sooner. What they like to do, the paralete, I mean, they'll do anything. You know, if there needs to be a nuclear incident, there'll be a nuclear incident. But what they'd rather do is use shocking but limited events. Now, 9/11 was a horrible event, but it was very localized. And they try to use that type of event in pursuing their agenda rather than a, quote, real global war, because that can be difficult to manage. You know, if you have about 1,000 nuclear missiles flying all over the place, it sort of gets messy. So what I say in the article is, if it's a real rather than a managed war, what would happen is Iranian religious political fanatics would probably destroy the Iranian oil production, as well as flooding Iraq with operatives who would attack that nation's oil production. They would also, it would also not be difficult for them to block oil tankers' outlet from the Persian Gulf, because to get out of there, they have to go through this relatively narrow Strait of Hormuz, as it's called. And it wouldn't be difficult for them to cripple Saudi Arabia's Abqaiq facility in Ghawar and Safaniya oil fields. It's the largest offshore and onshore oil field. It would be fairly simple for them to do that. And what that would do is send the world economy into a virtual tailspin. And I don't think they want that at this moment. So if the Iranians don't do these things, all of your listeners should suspect that this is really a managed rather than a real war. Now, the managed war, I think, would primarily involve Iran against either the U.S. Or Israel, or perhaps in combination, because Israel can't wait around forever for Iran to develop their nuclear weapons, because Israel feels the most threatened by an Iranian missile program. So the parallel plan for both the U.S. and Israel is, as I said, it's not, you know, we'll kick the door down and we're here, big brother, you're in the gulag. What their plan is to have both nations, the U.S. and Israel, will continue to exist. But what they'll do is they will economically subsume both Israel and the U.S. within regional entities. Regarding the U.S., for example, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, CSIS, began what they call the North American Future 2025 Project. And that was about a year ago, July 1 of 2006. And in about 30 days from now, it will end. September 30th, 2007 is the concluding date for this, project. And what they had is roundtable discussions, you know, like Cecil Rhodes' roundtables and so on. And the project is developing what they call, quote, collaborative policies that integrate governments, end quote, in North America, which will bring about, quote, a mobile labor supply and free flow of people across national borders, end quote. Okay, labor supply, migrants, free flow, borders mean nothing. There is no sovereignty. We're going to integrate the governments. The actual governments will be joined, integrated. Now, concerning Israel, Cecil Rhodes' plan, he developed the secret society to link the regional arrangements. It was implemented.
That was back in 1891. That was, about 16 years ago.
Right. Rhodes was formally organized in 91. It began, the secret society itself, according to the private papers that you so kindly provided me, Quigley had gotten hold. Actually, when Quigley referred to the secret records, he was referring to the minutes of the roundtable meeting that Lord Brand, I think it was Robert Brand, had given to him. But that was in the early 60s. You know, I looked at the secret records for a couple of years in the 60s. Before that, though, in the 40s, is when he wrote that first draft of the Anglo-American Establishment. A lot of that material came from Sir Alfred Zimmern, who was a part of that. And he also was looking at Lord Escher's journals and, Frederick White's Life of William Stead, I think. And in there is where he got a lot of his earlier information. And he actually said the Society of the Elect, the secret society itself, began before the formal organization in, I guess it was February of 1891. It was, I think, the first one, of course, was Rhodes, and then I think Milner joined in 1891, but before him, Stead joined in 1889. I think Flora Shaw was in 1990. So apparently he had this society sort of building, and then they had the formal organization in 1891. But anyway, so when Rhodes died, the plan is implemented by Lord Alfred Milner. And Milner, in 1923, right after the First World War, told the House of Lords, he said that Jews could be the majority population in the region west of the Jordan, but the region, quote, must never become a Jewish state, end quote. Okay, well, obviously, you know, Israel becomes a nation in 1948. But the plan is, the parallel plans, to subsume it, Israel, economically, just like the U.S., within a Middle East free trade agreement. You know, it's always this economic one first, just like the U.S. is to be economically subsumed within a North American Union. And now, in case you don't think these people know what they're doing, like Dr. Stan said in advance, I give three examples. First off, Sir Julian Huxley was in charge of the Fabian Socialist Colonial Bureau, and he would become the first Director General of UNESCO. On December 5, 1941, he's interviewed by some reporters, and he says he hopes America and Japan would be at war, quote, next week, end quote. And remember, the attack on Pearl Harbor was Sunday, December 7th, the first day of the next week. All right, let's go back one more. In the First World War. First World War, King George, on May 7, 1915, at 11:30 a.m. in Buckingham Palace, is talking with President Woodrow Wilson's chief advisor, Colonel House. He's there. And King George says, quote, suppose Germany should sink the Lusitania with American passengers on board, end quote. 2.5 hours later, 2 p.m., the Lusitania is sunk with, I think it's about 120, 126 Americans on board. Let's go back one more war. This will be the Spanish-American War. President William McKinley, January 24, 1898, sent the battleship Maine to Havana. Okay, to Havana. It arrived the next day, and 6 days later, Henry Cabot Lodge ominously stated, quote, there may be an explosion any day in Cuba which would settle many things, end quote. Just 2 weeks later, February 15th, an explosion sinks the Maine. So, you know, a lot of these people know these things in advance. And so what's the Paralite's plan? It's actually pretty well summed up in the last two sentences of Jean Monnet's book called Memoirs, 1978. He's the father of the European Union. And those sentences say this, quote, the sovereign nations of the past can no longer solve the problems of the present. They cannot ensure their own progress to control their own future. And the economic community itself is only a stage on the way to the organized world of tomorrow, end quote. In other words, he's acknowledging that. You have these economic communities, but they're only a stage on the way to this organized world of tomorrow. In other words, what I've been saying, like H.G. Wells said, you'll link up all these regional arrangements and they'll say, oh my goodness, look at all this. To organize these, we'll have to have this world government to run, you know, herd on it. Now, the reference to community, you'll see them often use, and that's why they always pursued this union, you know, economic community. That's really a communitarian term. And communitarianism downplays individualism, including individual nation sovereignty. And communitarianism is only a stage on the way to the organized socialist world government of tomorrow, in which communities, think of the regions, they're like communities, are formally and federally joined. No longer simply economically integrated. And as I've written before, the Paralese Plan doesn't just involve economics and politics, but spirituality as well. That's why I'm calling this politics and religion. You'll recall both Mikhail Gorbachev and Maurice Strong, who is the chairman of the Rio Earth Summit, described the Earth Charter as like a new Ten Commandments. And you'll recall in the previous program I said how the charter was endorsed in 2001 by the U.S. Conference of Mayors. That means your mayor. There's probably a good chance that he endorsed this thing. And you'll recall, it calls for a redistribution of wealth within and among nations. That's socialism. And they house it in this Ark of Hope, which they designed to resemble the Ark of the Covenant. And if you can track where it's been going. It's on display. Most recently, it's been in Michigan. Let's see. From March 31st to April 9th at Mary Grove, that's a Catholic college in Detroit. And the next few days, April 10th to 14th, at the Swords and the Plowshares Peace Center and Gallery in Detroit. And then the next, the last of April, what happened was it was at the Sister Servants of the Immaculate Heart of Mary Mother House in Monroe, Michigan. So it seems clear that not only are the mayors of the U.S. ready to embrace socialism, but so too are many religious people. Now, someone might ask how the Paralete plans to, quote, manage the conflict which they've created currently between Jews and Muslims in the Middle East. Remember, this is religions involved in all this. Well, what I think they are going to do is they plan to accomplish this or manage this conflict the same way they did in the West. Under the banner of separation of church and state that they've been using here, the affairs of state in the U.S. have become based more on secular than religious values. Therefore, the Middle East, what will happen is the concepts of separation of synagogue and state or separation of mosque and state, which you see even today, recently emphasized in the Turkish elections, will be promoted. They'll promote that. And so the Paralete, they will allow individuals to maintain their own private religious beliefs. You know, they're not going to knock down the door of a synagogue and drag out rabbis. But the affairs of state will be conducted on a secular basis. And those who resist this will be branded as a religious extremist. You know, these are people who have strict moral codes. They'll be extremists, unwilling to be governed by those secular values upon which most, in this case, Jews and Muslims can agree in order to have peace. And we've talked in the past about how they do this, through this Delphi technique. You go into a local education meeting, and there's this person, you know, and they say, hi, I'm a facilitator, which implies that they're just there, you know, to sort of conduct the hearing in an impartial manner. It's not impartial. They have an agenda in advance. But they don't want to let you to find out what they're up to. So what they do is they go around, you know, they have these little small groups, and they ask questions. What do you think? What do you think? So that way they sense whether you're going to be somebody who's really adamant, you know, in your belief. Like, you know, I don't want forced school assignment, or I don't want, year-round schools for my child, you know, whatever it is. And so they identify you. And then gradually what they do is they start saying, well, we have these different views, and let's work on such and such, right? Let's see if we can all get along. Let's see if we can reach a common solution. Well, the person who they've already identified as the person not my child, you know, they start, you know, presenting them as uncooperative. And so the rest of the group is played against that individual. And so what they're left with are the people who want to compromise. And in this case that we're talking about in this article is compromise religion. Right? You can have your own private religious beliefs, but in the affairs of state, you see, the Jews and Muslims in the Middle East, for example, what we need to do is emphasize those values that we all have in common and so forth and so on. And so they begin to take precedent. They don't come in and say, you know, we're going to kill you people who have religious views. But what they do is they sort of shift the emphasis so that gradually, you build up more of a secular society. And just look at the U.S. Over the past 50 years, we've become more and more like that. As I said at the beginning of the article, 40 years ago, JFK would not have been elected if people had known about his hanky-panky with Marilyn Monroe and so forth. However, 40 years later, after this conditioning process, a lot of so-called Christians were perfectly willing to vote for Bill Clinton, even though he did the same thing. So you see how they're separating out the personal morality of people from the dominant affairs of state, the public concourse, and the values therein that we emphasize. They do it through the public schools. You know, they kicked God, the prayer out, and Bible reading and so on, but they still taught values, didn't they? Right? Okay, and the values aren't based on God as the moral authority. It's a different authority for what's teaching right and wrong, and that's the way they promote this different view. And wait and see, they'll be doing it in the Middle East, you know, with little Jewish children, little Muslim children, they do the same thing. And so that's the way they're going to progress, I think.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. There's no question at all that the American people have been desensitized to violence and to promiscuous sex, and our whole attitude has changed. And this is not the country I was raised in.
No.
This is an entirely foreign country, but it didn't happen by accident. It was financed by the great tax-exempt foundation, specifically the Rockefeller Foundation, which funded, of course, Alfred Kinsey's research, and then that research totally fraudulent because Alfred Kinsey was a moral degenerate whose purpose was to change American values, and he was allowed to do it, but he never could have done it alone. Of course, he had tremendous help from the great tax-exempt foundations and the media and key people in our universities. They wanted to desensitize the American people. Well, our guest has been Dr. Dennis Cuddy. I hope you've enjoyed his program, and hopefully we'll have him with us each week in the same time slot, so our listeners can begin to understand really what's behind what's going on in the world today. We're moving into very, very difficult times, and somebody has to speak out for morality and religion. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? there's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-229-7758. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-229-7758. 1-800-229-7758.
Thanks,
man. Well, this is Dr. Stan. If you'd like to know a little bit more about what Dr. Cuddy's talking about, we carry a book that he has written. It's called The Timeline for the New World Order in Education. That's The Timeline for the New World Order in Education, and certainly we carry a booklet that he has written. It's entitled Secret... pardon me, Conspiracy, Secret Records Revealed. And then we carry his book, The Road to Socialism and Cover-Up. And, of course, we'd really like to get his other book, Secret Records Revealed, back in print. And it's about 300 pages with an index, one of the most important books. And so if you'd be interested in buying a case of those books for $149.95, you'll get a full case of Dr. Cuddy's books. And, of course, it's a very important book. Why, of course, if you call us at 1-800-544-8927, you'll get the pre-publication price. And we're just about ready to go ahead. And as soon as I have some time to actually make the reservation or make the preparations to get the book published, but give us a call. And then we want to mention our conference we're going to have here in the Monterey Bay area on the 28th of October. It's a Sunday because a lot of people who can't come on a Saturday. And so if you'd like to come and you need hotel reservations, why, give us a call. We're going to reserve a block of rooms. It's going to be held at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. But if you don't need reservations, you still, for the hotel, you need reservations to come. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and encourage others to come. We're going to have Dr. Garth Nicholson, an internationally known scientist, and Ron Brown will be there, and Michael Shaw, and a great lineup of speakers. Hope you can make it. That's October 28th, and give us a call ahead of time. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will want to get the other material we have going into the background of this truly spiritual struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We have a four-tape set on the supernatural. We have a four-tape or CD set on The Secret Behind the Secret, which addresses the subject of Rhonda Byrne, and of course her book, The Secret, which will tell you how you can get anything you want to, how you can use your mind to manipulate the universe, and how the universe was simply thought into existence, and how you can become part of that thought process. And you may laugh at it, but the trouble is, if you get into what Rhonda Byrne is talking about, you will have access to power and perhaps even wealth, but at a terrible price. And we're warning you not to do this, but understand that what they're doing is introducing people to the other dimension. And this is the medium. Pardon me, this is the dimension where the mediums and the fortune tellers and the diviners and the water witchers and the other people who are tapping into the supernatural forces go for their source of power and their source of wealth and their direction. But, of course, you need to understand it's there and you need to be warned against it. The secret behind the secret is very, very important. This is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, why, of course, you should, and you should watch it on DVD or video. And if you can't afford it, you go to our website and click on videos online. You can watch Brotherhood of Darkness there. And then my talk on The Forbidden Secret and you need to get the syllabus that goes with that. Certainly my talk on the hidden agenda, and the syllabus that goes with that, that takes you into how they're poisoning our people with water fluoridation. Why would they do that? Because it affects fertility. Because it affects your mind. Because it affects your endocrine system. Because it produces cancers. And aren't there too many people in the world? Would we be better off if there weren't so many people? You need to get our 4-tape or 4-CD set on the New Order of the Barbarians, where you'll actually hear the whole plan laid out by somebody who's actually heard it, from the man, former medical director of Planned Parenthood. The New Order of the Barbarians, which you can get with the transcript. And then we ask you to pray for America.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming,